the only acceptable version, in my eyes, of Video Killed the Radio Star. That's the Presidents of the United States of America version. Wedding Singer soundtrack is where I first got that one. And it means a lot to my life. And that's what this hour is about. I'm Tyler Russell. It's KX93.5. And I'm taking over my own airwaves this morning. It's KX Takeover. It's our biannual pledge drive where we invite members of the community to come on the air, host their own hour, and raise money on behalf of our radio station. We can't believe that every year anybody even wants to do this, that somebody wants to raise money for somebody else's organization. It blows our mind. It completely humbles us, and it makes us so honored and proud to be a part of this Laguna Beach community. So this year, our staff is getting involved. Our volunteers, our main staff, our music director, our development director, and even myself, even I'm doing a special hour just to raise money for our radio station. So if you don't know, we're a nonprofit. We survive on public support because we're what's called an LPFM, a non-commercial low-power radio station. We can't accept traditional advertising. McDonald's can't call us and sponsor our radio station. We can only get by the goodwill of businesses, of people, and event goers that want to help us fundraise. So that's what we do every year, every day, every month. We ask for your money, and we're doing it today. Here's what you can do. You can go to kx935.com/kxtakeover. You can select an amount. There's options from $25 to $1,000, or you can type in whatever you want, and you can make a donation on behalf of somebody, on behalf of one of our guest hosts or staff here at KX935. Many people have already done this on my behalf, and I am very grateful and thankful. And I will thank those people as the hour goes on. I'm doing this from 7 to 8 this morning. And then my friend, our board member, my longest best friend, actually, Jonathan Katz, will be on the air with me from 8 to 9. So this hour, I'm going to play stuff that means something to me and to my radio career. Songs that were meaningful at every station I've ever worked at. So if you care about indulging me and learning about my history, and you want to follow along how KX93.5 ultimately came to be, then I think this hour might be kind of interesting. And of course, we flush the format for KX Takeover. We play whatever each host wants to play. So do not expect entirely indie alt rock music, because that's not always what has been engrossed in my career and my life. But you should learn a thing or two. So again, this is it. This is the beginning of KX Takeover. It will happen Monday through Thursday. You have plenty of time to donate. We're also taking calls, 949-715-5936. If you'd like to be on the air, say something nice about our station and make a pledge and contribute to one host, and one of them at the end of all of this is going to win the Silver Tongue Award for raising the most money. Okay? So here we go. In 2006, I know this will age me to the young side of things. I was 17 years old, and I wanted to be a radio DJ. For some damn reason, that's what I wanted to do. A radio DJ or a meteorologist, I don't know. And when we're seniors in high school in Tucson, Arizona, you have to get an internship. You have to, do something for a few months at the end of senior year. And I chose to work at Mix FM 94.9. It was what's called an adult contemporary AC radio station. And I interned for the man that would become my influencer, my mentor, Bobby Rich, who used to have a very popular morning show in San Diego on B100. He was kind of the king, the founder of the morning zoo, as we call it in radio, where you have a whole bunch of people making chaos in a studio. And I used to sit in his show and do nothing but watch. I would do nothing. I did not contribute whatsoever, but I sat in the corner and I watched, and I woke up at 5 a.m. to do that for a couple months, and I loved every second of it. And it was him and his co-host and his helpers at the time that showed me that, yeah, this really is, I love it. This is what I want to do, and nobody my age is going into it. That was key for me. I like finding niche things, and I wanted to make a difference in this career that apparently no other 17, 18-year-olds were very interested in. So Mix FM at the time played a lot of the following song. It seemed like every time I turned on the radio station, this song was on. So when I think about that time, I think about Snow Patrol for whatever reason. And that was how it all started for me.
We'll do it all. Everything on our own. We don't need anything or anyone. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say how I feel. Those three words I said too much, they're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
It's KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, the founder of this beloved radio station. And today I'm telling the story of how ultimately it came to be. Every moment, every piece of my career, every song that inspired me to eventually start my own radio station. And I'm doing that because it's KX Takeover. It's where we turn over the airwaves to members of the community who compete to raise money for our nonprofit station. This is our pledge drive. You will hear special shows all week long from guest DJs who are playing stuff that means something to them, while they ask you to donate to our nonprofit radio station. That's what I'm asking you to do this morning. You can call the studio line at 949-715-5936. That's 949-715-KXFM. You can text that same number, or you can go online to kx935.com/KXTakeover, choose an amount, check the schedule, and choose a DJ. So again, that was Snow Patrol, which in 2007 or so was the hottest song on 94.9 Mix FM, where I had my very first internship. Now, I chose to go to Chapman University in Orange for a couple reasons. One, because they had a radio station, and that was something that I had already chosen to pursue. Two, because they had a tennis team that I could play on, that I wouldn't be sitting on the bench all year. And three, because it was close to Disneyland. I literally looked at a notebook recently of my pros and cons of college choices, and that was at the top of the list of Chapman. And yes, I utilized that asset nearly weekly. So I started at Chapman Radio when I was 18 years old. And by the way, I've been in radio 10 years now, which is amazing. I started at Chapman Radio when I was 18 years old. And I named my very first show off the next song. It's called Off the Record by My Morning Jacket, because I thought that would be cool. And I liked My Morning Jacket at the time. And I thought I was cool for liking My Morning Jacket. And it just seemed like it would make me really popular. I remember taking a photo for that radio show. And we all had to take headshots. And everybody showed up, you know, in their normal clothes. But I thought it would be appropriate to show up in a red velvet coat and like this puffy yellow shirt and sunglasses and a bandana. Oh, my God, I was so lame. So anyway, my very first show on Chapman Radio, which was online only at the time, I cracked open the mic and I delivered what I thought was God's gift to radio. I delivered the best opening speech to any radio show that has ever been recorded. And then I sat back and I looked at my phone to see all the multitudes of excellent feedback. And I got a text from just my mom that said, "Honey, I don't think your microphone was on." And then I went in to play this song.
Push yourself too far.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are the community-oriented nonprofit radio station of Laguna Beach, and we are so proud to be that. And that's why this week we are asking for your money. We're asking for your help. We're asking you to help keep us going in this town. It's KX Takeover, and you can make a contribution either on the phone or online at kx93.5.com. It looks like we've got a caller now. Hello.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, is this Jim Click?
It is Jim Click.
I can't even believe it, in the flesh. How are you?
Well, Tyler, I'm just great. I've had a great weekend. I talked to your dad last night. As you know, everybody should know that I live in Tucson, but we bought dealerships over there in 1980, and I have a real love affair with Laguna Beach. My family and I used to vacation there when I was in college at Oklahoma State. We used to go down to Crescent Beach and learn to body surf, and it's a real special community, Tyler, and the Click family is really glad that your family was able to take that radio station to another level, and I know you've worked real hard at it, and I want you to know we want to help.
Well, thank you, Jim. You've helped us so much over the past almost 5 years now, if you can believe that. You've been our longest most dedicated sponsor since day one. So we really couldn't do it without you, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I know that my great friend Dave Wilson there, who's a great, great automobile dealer, and Donnie Crevier is there in Laguna Beach. And I'd encourage everybody to consider contributing. We're fortunate that we have a business there, so we can kind of help sponsor the football games and some of your activities. But did you talk to George about maybe us doing $1,000 a month? So we can give you $12,000 this year.
Jim, that's what I heard. It's unbelievable. Thank you so much.
Look, it's our pleasure, and I know Dave Wilson and some of those other dealers there. Hopefully they'll do the same. And we're glad you're there, Tyler, and we wish you a lot of success. And Thanks for all you've done for our community.
Mr. Click, thank you. Thank you for what you do for Laguna. I know organizations like the Boys and Girls Club, like ourselves, you single-handedly make those organizations more successful. So
you need to give a shout-out to Carrie. As you know, my daughter Carrie lives there.
That's right.
She was on the board of the Boys and Girls Club and got really involved. I'm really proud of her. And, that auction's coming up, what is it, May? I think it's the second Saturday. It's the Saturday night before Mother's Day.
And yeah, I think it's May
15th. It's a great event.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a great event. I know you're going to be in Tucson where your mom honors special moms that next morning at a fundraiser for Tutanito. But Vicki and I are looking forward to going to the Boys and Girls Club auction, and we're glad the Montage, again, is helping sponsor it. And it's a great organization that really helps a lot of kids there in Laguna Beach.
Well, Jim, again, we can't thank you enough. Your years of support has meant so much, not only to us, but to this whole community. And we're so glad that you're going to keep it going.
Well, thanks, Tyler. We sure are. And have a great day. And tell Mom and Dad I said hello.
All right. We'll see you soon.
All right. Great. You bet. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Sid Greenbaum from Green Tree Music Academy. We offer professional-level in-home music lessons in a wide variety of instruments, including guitar, piano, bass, drums, voice, and more. Green Tree Music is a local Laguna Beach company. You can find out more at greentreemusicacademy.com or by calling 949-357-9165. 949-357-9165.
Mark Girardi of Girardi Designs proudly services South Orange County and has been for over 15 years. He's a multimedia artist who designs and builds art and art installations, custom furniture, and interior design using steel, wood, and glass. From custom furniture to one-of-a-kind treasured pieces, Mark Girardi of Girardi Designs works with you to make your vision happen. He's also the artist behind our coveted Silver Tongue Award. You can see his work at GirardiDesign.com. That's GERARDI Design.com.
We're back on KX Takeover, where our community takes over the airwaves to compete to raise money for our nonprofit radio station. I guess I just kind of got $12,000. Jim Click called in and kept his contributions going from Tuttle Click Automotive. We're so thankful. So I'm telling a story this morning of how KX93.5 ultimately came to be by way of songs that were integral parts of my radio career. So we've now been through my first internship in Tucson at 18 years old. We've been through my first radio show that I failed fabulously at Chapman University. And now we're on to what eventually became the big shots that I got to hang out with in radio. And that was when I worked at K-Earth 101. I was a production assistant in 2008 or so, and I worked on the Gary Bryan Morning Show. I got to work for one of the most celebrated program directors of all time, Johnny Kay. Tom Likas was in that building. Shotgun Tom Kelly was in that building. Adam Carolla was in that building. It was CBS Radio on Wilshire, and it was a cool place to be for a 19-year-old kid, even though my job description consisted solely of getting breakfast burritos from the cafe at the bottom level of the building and bringing them back up to the morning show co-host Lisa Stanley and then sitting in the production room waiting for phone calls to come in and indeed taking them sometimes. I even got to yell the words, "Beat the pump," into the microphone at least twice. So that was what started it all. That's what kept me moving forward with connections in the industry. And if I can pay an homage to K-Earth 101, I will play the Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Close my eyes. She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
us with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
Good Vibrations, the Beach Boys. It's KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'm taking over the airwaves in a way, raising money for our nonprofit radio station. And my God, radio is fun. You forget that when you do it for 10 years. You forget that when you crack the mic open and it becomes routine and you play the songs that are in the computer and you maybe check your email during the show every once in a while. But, you know, when you take time to make something that you're passionate about and means something to you and you're singing along and dancing in the studio as I am this morning and telling the story of your life, it reminds you that this medium means something to the world. And that will eventually lead us to KX93.5. But we're telling a bit of a story this morning of how that came to be through songs and moments that inspired my career. And we are on now to, I'd say, 2009 or 10-ish. I was 20 or so when I got my second job, helping produce the Hot 500 Countdown at Hot 92.3, which is, I think, different now. You know, I haven't listened to LA's urban radio scene in a while, but at the time, it was a old-school urban soul R&B radio station. I worked for Ron Shapiro, who was the production director, who was probably the greatest guy I've ever worked for in radio. He really, really cared. He spent weeks making this countdown of 500 songs that played over Christmas just so his DJs and staff could have a couple weeks off. They needed to do some things. They played a 500-song countdown and needed help in producing that. And I remember, as a young white man working at this radio station, not knowing a single artist that I was putting into this thing. I mean, I listened to Death Cab and Cold War Kids and The Strokes and Modest Mouse, and I listened to the Beach Boys, and I listened to classic rock and oldies, but I did not listen to Belle Biv DeVoe, for example. And I remember getting into some of it, and that's one thing I loved about working in so many different formats over the years, is that over time, I eventually became fans of a lot of different kinds of music. So here's a picture young Tyler sitting in a production studio, slowly and meticulously putting songs together that would ultimately make a countdown, working now for Clear Channel which later will become the enemy, and I'll tell you about that. But working for Clear Channel and maybe putting this song into the tracks.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dale?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo, situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
They seem from the start.
It's all so
deadly
when love is not together from the heart. Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her.
Wrong move, you're dead.
That girl is
you, I take precaution
before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some
caution,
your bitch is the best thing in the world. She's so
fly,
she'll drive you right out of your mind, steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming, she'll make think you're dreaming. You'll fall in love and you'll be screaming, demon.
Poison, deadly, moving in slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like the Vogue, getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro hoe should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and a crew used to do her.
To live by, kids. You never trust a big butt and a smile. Belle Biv DeVoe on KX93.5. I told you we were going to flush the format this morning. That's what each host is responsible for doing, and I'm just one of 45 people that are going to take over the airwaves this week, playing whatever they want, whatever means something to them, competing to raise money for our radio station. I'd like to thank people who have already donated to me, to the station on my behalf already. Alessandro Perozzi at Alessa and Mare Restaurants donated $1,000. Can't even believe it, Alessa. I'm so thankful to you. My friend Allison Toivola, Bobby Rich, who I mentioned earlier on this morning as my first radio mentor, he donated. Jennifer Dodson, Julie Wolf-Beetle, Ann Fagerberg, Thomas Carpenter, George Sad, Mark and Martha Williams. Those are my grandparents, by the way, who donated $300. So thanks, Mamu and Pa. Gene McDowell, who is Mamu's oldest friend, donated as well. And there's many more that I'll thank later on in the hour. You can do the same by calling 949-715-5936 and being on the air with me this morning, or by going online to kx935.com/kxtakeover. We are so thankful for your support. In fact, it's the only way we survive in Laguna Beach, so please keep it going for us. All right, moving on through my radio career, which is what I'm doing this morning, playing my hour of music. We just finished my production assistant job at Hot 92.3. And at the time, I was in the Clear Channel building up in Burbank, and I begged week after week, asking the folks at Kiss FM if I could please have a job. And of course, they didn't want anything to do with me. They were plenty busy. They had all the help they could get and they could need. But that's where I wanted to work. I was my taste had morphed at the time from alternative indie rock to pop music, and I so desperately wanted to be at the number one radio station in the world. And I begged and I begged, and eventually one day I walked into the studio during the afternoon show, which was hosted by Jesse Lozano, who still does it. I walked in there and I said, Jesse, I'm leaving my internship at Hot tomorrow. I really just want to do something for you. Please don't let me leave this building and then never come back. And he was like, all right, you can answer phones for my show. And I spent the next 6 months answering the biggest magnitude of phone calls that any radio station in America probably gets, requesting every song from everybody in Los Angeles for Jesse's show from 3 to 7 every weekday. And in 2009 or so, this was the soundtrack to Kiss FM in my mind.
Oh my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let go. Oh my God. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my gosh. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. I fell in love with Shawty when I seen her on the dance floor. She was dancing sexy, pop, pop, poppin', droppin', droppin' low. Never ever has a lady hit me on the first sight. This was something special, this was just like dynamite. Honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow, oh, wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh, she got it all. Sexy from my head to toe, and I want it all and all and all. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Baby, I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my gosh. Oh, 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 oh. Felt so hot for honey out of all the girls up in the club. This one got me whipped just off of one look. If I fell in love, this one's something special. This one just like dynamite. Oh, 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 oh. Out of sight and fell in love with honey like, my, oh, my. Honey looking wonderful, fly, so fly. Honey like a supermodel, my, oh, my. Baby, how you do that make a grown man cry?
Oh, baby, you got it all. Sexy from my head to toe. down. There's so many ways to love ya, baby, I can break it down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally, you make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh.
If you're just tuning in to a radio station that you once knew and loved, you're probably very confused. Allow me to explain. It's KX Takeover. I'm Tyler Russell, the founder of this radio station. And this week, our staff, our volunteers, and members of the community are taking over the airwaves, hosting a special hour, competing to raise money for the nonprofit KX93.5. And I am telling the autobiographical musical story of my radio career. We've now gone through several internships and jobs, and that one was an homage to when I worked at Kiss FM. So, in 2010 now, I believe, after working at Kiss for a little while, making videos for the afternoon guy Jesse, taking phone calls, my dad made me apply to a job as a real radio DJ at 93.7 KCLB in Palm Springs. They asked for 5 years of experience. They asked for on-air experience, and they asked that you be knowledgeable and comfortable in the format of active rock. Active rock is bands like Metallica, Korn, Volbeat, very heavy rock music that, again, I knew nothing about, which was the theme of me transitioning from radio station to radio station. So my dad made me apply, and I was like, Dad, I'm still in college. You know, let me enjoy my senior year. I don't need a job right now. And he said, yes, you do. Apply. And I applied, and I didn't hear anything. And then he said, you need to call them. And I said, Dad, it says no calls, please. I'm not going to call them. And I did, sure enough, just to make him shut up. I called them, and sure enough, the program director answers the phone. I was expecting to leave a voicemail, so I had to say something like, oh, hi, I applied for the job. You know, I don't know if you really want me or whatever, but I applied, and you should have my resume. And she said, okay, thanks. Next thing I know, I got called in for an interview at KCLB in Palm Springs, and next thing I know after that, I was offered the job of night personality from 7 to midnight at 21 years old. And it was all because somebody there knew somebody who knew Jesse, who I was interning for at Kiss, who they called for a reference. And he said something along the lines of, yeah, I don't think he's ever been on the air before, but if you want him, I guess he's probably inexpensive. And I was whatever minimum wage was, $9.75 an hour. And my dad said, I told you so. And I said, well, what the hell? I've got to figure this out. So I commuted from Palm Springs back to Chapman my senior year, as I had the job that I wanted so badly while I was still going to school. And I was totally faking it at first. At first, I had no idea what I was doing on the radio, if you could say that I have any idea now. And B, I knew nothing about the music. I again, had found myself in a situation of music that I just never listened to in my life. So I faked it until I eventually made it. I grew to love this stuff. I grew to listen to it all the time on my own. I grew to be passionate about the bands we were interviewing. I grew to love the fans of that radio station. I grew to love the desert. This radio station is what really, really made me fall in love with the medium. It wasn't until a little later that I became disenchanted with what corporate radio is and ultimately started this radio station. But KCLB and its fans and its music was really special. It's changed a bit now, but it was really special then. Casey Dolan, Kristen Kelly, they were the morning show. Kevin Conklin did afternoons. Patrick Tisch did middays. And I did nights. It was awesome. And this song is one of my favorites from that time.
It's me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars, or how she got them. As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten. That will put me in my place, and there is no time like a present to drink these drained seconds. But seldom do these words ring true when I'm constantly failing you. Walls that we just can't break through until it disappears. So tell me now, sustained love, and how do we get out? So I don't know. That's when she said, I don't hate you, but I just want to save you while there's still something left.
Savior on KX93.5, and that was a song I loved spinning at 93.7 KCLB as I get toward the end of the story of how KX93.5 eventually started. It's KX Takeover. I'm kicking it off this morning. I'm Tyler Russell, doing a bit of a musical autobiography, and that was my very first on-air gig, 7 to midnight, with some rabid fans and huge fans of active rock at a station that is really special. That is one of a kind. There are not many stations that play that kind of new heavy rock music, and I think there needs to be more of it in this world. So moving on, I got promoted when I was 22. I got promoted, and I was asked to be the assistant program director and music director of Crush 103.9, which is a new radio station, a very short-lived radio station that would play what's called hot adult contemporary music. So this is bands like, I don't know, Daughtry and Colby Calais and stuff like that. Again, I just couldn't find a radio station that played music that I loved, which I think would ultimately lead you to understand why I started this one. But I was willing to go along for the ride, and I accepted the job. I left KCLB. I switched in the same cluster to this new radio station and started programming it, scheduling the music. I now hosted an afternoon show, so it was a little bit more prestigious. And the highlight of my radio career to date, and probably will be forever, is I got a billboard. It was on Gene Autry Way. Had a picture of my stupid face pointing at you in a purple shirt, and it said, "The Desert's All New Crush 103.9 with Tyler Russell." I have a little model of it I stole when I quit my job that I have in my office at home. Anyway, that was the last job I had in corporate radio. It would eventually lead me to have the attitude that I have now that led me down the path to form an independent radio station. But we shall do one brief homage to Crush 103.9 before we're out of time with this song. Fade that one so we can finish the story. It's KX Takeover, where we are competing to raise money for our nonprofit station. We only do this a couple times a year. We're not always in your face about donations, but we are a public station that survives on your support, and this is the way we do it, taking over the airwaves. But we're involving staff this year, which is why I'm telling you the story of my radio career. That was Crush 103.9, which, as I tell the story, ultimately became my worst enemy. not the job, not the station, not the people, just the idea of corporate radio, of not being able to take a song request and put it on the air, of not being able to connect to an audience because you're playing syndicated shows from all over the country that mean nothing to your local community, of simply not having the freedom to be what a DJ once was, which is a human, connectable element that means something to you. Radio was becoming, in my mind, Pandora and Spotify and a jukebox, and it didn't really mean anything. So my dad said to me again one day, the catalyst for changes in my career, he said, "Well, why don't you go start your own radio station then, if you can do it so good?" And I was like, "All right, Dad, maybe I will." So we found our own little radio station in Laguna Niguel called KXRNLP. And we approached a pastor named Hugh Anwell, who was 83 years old at the time, so he must be 90 now. And we said, hey, we'd like to transfer your radio station to us. We see that you're not really using it. And in fact, he wasn't. It had been dark. They were about to lose it back to the FCC, which happens if you don't use a radio station for a few years. And they didn't have anything to do with it, so they agreed to our little proposition and let us take over the radio station, move it as far as we could to the beach, put an antenna here on Pearl Street, and start KX93.5. And I knew kind of what I was doing. I had been in radio long enough to understand how to make a radio station sound good. But what I didn't know was that the Laguna community needed a radio station so bad. I knew that no radio really came into town, that it required, you know, a giant antenna to listen to a San Diego or an LA radio station. But I didn't know that it would mean so much, this artistic, eccentric, cause-driven, and human-driven town. And we're very proud, obviously, of what we've made. And we're humbled by the fact that you continue want to see us thrive in this town and support us. Everything from the Chamber to the city to the Montage to big car dealerships like Tuttle Click Automotive and McKenna European Auto Group. We can't believe that companies big and small and people from all walks of life are connected by this radio station. That's something I didn't know when I turned on the transmitter back then at 23 years old. It's something I'm very proud of now. But when we did press the on button, there was one song that started this radio station at midnight, I guess, after stunting for a few days, at midnight on October 15th, 2012. It was this one. So that's what started it all. 2012, October 15th, we played the Ramones and went on the air for the first time. But a few hours later, when I started my morning show at 7 a.m., there was a different song I played, and that's what's going to end our hour today. And we're going to move on to my dearest and bestest friend and a KX93.5 board member, longtime fan of me and supporter of this radio station, Jonathan Katz, and myself are going to do the next hour with a playlist hand-curated by him. I want to thank a few more people who donated this hour. Again, we mentioned Alessandro Perozzi and George Sad and Jim Click, who made big, big donations. There's also a few people who came in last minute. Fred Furman, Jeff Regal, Matt Wheaton, Jelani Bayonetta, Michelle Guthrie, all of you. I can't believe that radio means as much to you as it does to me, apparently, and that you took time and money to donate to our station. You can still do it on my behalf or on any of our 45 guest hosts' behalf over the next 4 days at kx935.com/kxtakeover. So before we get to Jonathan's hour, let me play one more song to play us out. Again, the song that started my morning show at 7 a.m. that day when nobody really knew what to expect from this brand new radio station, KX93.5. And thankfully, the only job I can say that I've had since then, I have not done any moving around because I'm very proud of this independent radio station and what we continue to do, not only for artists, not only for this community, but hopefully for the entire radio industry, making it important again. That's my goal. That's my mission. And I hope this radio station stays important in this town forever. Here you go. Regina Spektor on the radio, right back with Jonathan's Hour next.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone, until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to eat in the decay, but none of them were home. Inside the catacomb, a million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on. A good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep.